So again, this morning's Shir Adar Oddities is going to talk about funny scenarios of, for example, my kid is, my son is getting bar mitzvah in a few days, you know, in a few weeks. And he has a friend of his who's younger than him, who's ending up getting bar mitzvah before him. It's a beferish halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Siman Nun Hei, where the Mechaber writes that you could have one kid born on Chav Tes Adar Rishon from a leap year, and another child is born Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. That's when the year they were born, there was a leap year, there's two Adars. The year of the Bar Mitzvah, there's only one Adar. And there we say that the child who was born second, we'll call him Binyamin, he's Bar Mitzvah on Aleph Adar, while the kid who was born first, we'll call him Mordechai, he could be Bar Mitzvah 29 days later. He'll have to wait to Chav Tes, because that, in the year of the Bar Mitzvah, there's only one Adar. Where does such a din come from? So tune in. So here's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes, only took 90 seconds. Kalsa b'sefer argar b'chidushav, shim nar echa nolad b'chavtes l'adar rishon, b'shanam uberes, v'nar acher nolad b'adar sheni, aleph bo. The Augur himself gives this extreme case. V'shnasi gimel einam uberes, the 13th year is not a leap year. Also, shenol b'chavtes ba'adar rishon, tzarech lamdan al-chavtes yamim l'chodesh adar sheni b'shnasid gimel. Also, shenol b'acharav b'echa ba'adar sheni yeh ben mitzvah b'echa ba'adar b'shnasid gimel ki kvar hishlim yud gimel. He already finished his 13 years. Ki achadashim atamone l'shanim, because you count everything to the years. Yatamone l'yamim l'shanim. Then kein zeh shehishlim shnosov Yigimu be'echel ba'adar. Hakam l'shono. We count it based on years, not based on months. So based on this year, there's only one Adar. So the kid whose birthday is Aleph Adar, he'll get in before the kid whose birthday is Chav Tes La'adar Risha. What's the makor for this? So the Beis Yosef writes, V'nira lomo kein me'or de garsinim be'erichin. Really, the source of this is Gemara and Erichin. Daf Laman Alef and Beis. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, Malchus Shnei Bate Irechoma Echad B'Tesva Ba'Adar Rishon, Ve'Echad Ba'Adar Sheni. Gives a case of where you sell Bate Irechoma, you sell a house in a walled city, where the halacha is, it'll go back to the original owner, you know, in Yovel. So Zeshem Malchul Ba'Adar Sheni. The one who sells it in Adar Sheni, kiven shegia yom echad ba'adar shoshana haba, also loshana, already counts for that year. Zeh shemochlo b'tesvah shadar rishon lo also loshana atesvah ba'adar shoshana haba. The way you count years for the 50 years for these bati irachoma goes by the year that you're in, even if one's Adar Rishon, one's Adar Sheni. No, we go with the current year. The Yomar, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, Nodelo Shnei Tloyim. Let's talk about the din of Bechor. Echad B'Tesvav, Shalad Rishon, Echad Ba'al Ba'adar Sheni. Zeshenodel Echad Ba'adar Sheni, Kimen Shigia Yom Aleph Ba'adar Sheni, Shoshana Habal, also Loshana. Okay, so he spells out the Gemara in Erechin. They bring the halacha of Bechor, and they bring the halacha of Batei Erechoma. And they say, look, we count years based on what we have in front of us. So even if normally our count started in a leap year, where we had two, but if the year we're in right now only has one, so you know what? The younger one, the later one, could potentially get him first. Then skipping a couple lines, the Beis Yosef spells out, "V'ein lomar d'shana gabi bati erichoma Diksiv Tamima. Maybe Babati Erechom, it's a special din. It's a Xeris HaKasav. You need it to be complete. Ubechor Yalv Mine. And we learn out the din of Bechor from Babati Erechom. The Xeris Shavu, the Shana Shana. Kiyas Gemara. Avala Shomas Yigimel Lo. Maybe you'll say this is a special din. We have a pasuk by Bati Erechoma. We learn it out to Bechor. Maybe it's a special din over there they need. That there we allow such a thing to happen. But by bar mitzvahs and kids and halacha, that we wouldn't say. So the Beis Yosef rejects such an idea. Sherei kasaba agos Mordechai. Sheksav tibisamach. The chodesh ibor havi bechlau. We normally count leap years as a regular year. Or leap month counts as a regular month. Vim kein, ki heichi delakal ameimar bevatei rechom or bechor, dosa shal tezva ba'adarishom, masha shal tezva b'shvat. We would never say, I'll point this out more in a moment, that the one who was born in Adarishon should go back and should to Shvat. We wouldn't say that. So, Hanami l'nashol masyid gimel shana. We never would say the kid goes earlier to Chavtes Shvat. You have to wait to Chavtes Adar. So this Beis Yosef shows us two things. Number one, there's a source in the Gemara for such a thing. The Gemara doesn't spell this out by halachas of a katan, in the din of a bar mitzvah. But the Gemara does spell it out by Bechor and Bati Erechoma. And secondly, the Beis Yosef says, really, this is a logical din. This isn't a special Xeris HaKasav, a special din that you would limit to Bechor and Bati Erechoma. No, you have a right to extend this to all halachas. When we count years, we're allowed to count in this fashion, even though it will come out that a child who is younger will end up getting bar mitzvahs before. And he brings up, well, maybe you should say the child who is older should be predated. Let him go to Shvat. No, we don't say that. It's interesting. Yes. Now, what's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah makes the same point. The Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, let's start with Mishnah Berurah Memdal. We'll do these all out of order because to work with each scenario by itself. That's what I want to share clearly. First, we'll talk about scenario A, then we'll do B, then C. So the Mishnah Berurah in Memdal writes that you have to wait. The older child who's born Chavtes Adar Aleph has to wait 29 days later than his friend Binyamin. I would think, you know what? Adar Rishon, you could count for Shvat. The Kivin Sheikia Chavtes Bishvat, Bishnas Yud Gimel, Yenas Bar Mitzvah. Chavetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah spelled out the same idea. Maybe you should predate it. He should be Bar Mitzvah already. Come Ashbalon, the Lomrin and Hachi. Pretty image enough to me. My kid, that would mean, was born Chaf Beis Adar Aleph, should have been bar mitzvah already. Gosh, tell my wife. She's not finished cooking. Now, what's this Havamina? Why would one say that you'd predate it? It's something the Beis Yosef talks about. It's something halakhically significant enough the Chavetz Chaim brings it down in the Mishnah Berurah. You would have a Havamina to think that you go to Chavtes Shvat. Why should that be? Let me just spell this out in the secular calendar. You know, those weird individuals, right? Obviously, this is not a halachic question, which is for fun. Know anybody who's born on February 29th? When do they celebrate their birthday?
Every 3 years.
Right, every 3 years. You save on cake that way.
But that only starts at a certain age.
Right. I just thought of that story this morning. Let's just say. So when do you celebrate it? There must be information. This is one thing I didn't look. Search on the internet. What's a common observance? If your birthday is February 29th, which way do you go? Do you go back to February 28th? or forward to March 1st?
Or both.
Two cakes. You thought you're getting off easy every 3 years. Two cakes. So what do you say?
So when we have a conflict dealing with years, we just look for another method, and I think we automatically think, okay, if we can't use year as a count, then let's use months as a count. And in this scenario, you have the extra month right away with Adar Sheni in the year that they're born.
Right. The year they're born, they have two Adars. But the year they're bar mitzvah, there's only one. So what would be the havamina? What would be the thought that the kid would be bar mitzvah in Shvat? He's born Chav Tes Adar Rishon. So the Beis Yosef speaks it out, and Mishnah Berurah speaks it out. You know what? Maybe we should make a Chav Tes Shvat should be the bar mitzvah.
He's not 13.
Right?
He's not 13.
He's not even 13.
Yeah.
So then what? What? That, you're right. That sounds ridiculous.
Adar.
Huh?
It's Adar.
Is? It's Shvat.
No, it's Adar.
It's not Adar.
It was Adar when he was born.
Why don't you meet the guy in Shvat?
No, I hear you. I agree. But, you know, there were years in between where there were extra months.
Oh, right.
Move everyone back.
Count the days, you don't count the months.
Count the days.
The months, you end up really stuck because you could.
If you count the days, then you could, have been bar mitzvah, you know, 2 months earlier. So it seems we don't count the exact days. Days is not a factor. You can't count days. Right? My kid has been counting the days since bar mitzvah. But really, that's not the way you do it. It's a specific day. So perhaps the poshet shot, why you would have such a havamina that to push the bar mitzvah, to predate it, the Chav Tes Shvat, the very simple thought. What is the month of Adar Aleph? Is Adar Aleph Adar or not?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Poshet Shvat, we call it that. I would think it's Adar.
What else do you want to call it?
But you know what?
It's the month before Adar.
Adar Aleph, perhaps, is really the month before Adar. It's not really Adar. The real Adar is Adar Beis.
Anyone not Aleph in the first day of Adar?
So, all good point. Right?
So, Ishenifnas month before Adar?
yeah, exactly. So perhaps that would be the svara why one would think this is not really Adar. Will the real Adar please stand up? The real Adar is Adar Beis. Adar Aleph is not Adar. It's the month before Adar. So one might think, therefore, on a leap year, the halacha should be, let the kid be bar mitzvah in Shvat. Because this year, that's the month before Adar. That's the havamina that the Mishnah Berurah is calling out. Okay? Kamash Balan, the halacha teaches us this is not so. Why not? What do we get wrong? This must be. You know what? It really is called Adar. It's not called Shvat. It's not called the month before Adar. Sounds like they're both called Adar. Okay, one's Adar Aleph, one's Adar Beis. You can't tell me go to Chav Tes Shvat. That won't work. Okay? So it seems like from this halacha, the havamina would be that you predate it. Because, hey, maybe the month of Adar is really, this isn't Adar. Adar is Adar Beis. This is the month before Adar. So maybe you should go to Shvat this year. No, that's not the way we look at it. Even Adar Aleph is legitimately called Adar. That would be the easiest way to explain it. I'll show you in a moment why this is going to make trouble for us. Oh boy. But one other halacha I'd like to share with you. I'm warning, this share is going to get complicated very quickly. Hold on to your cups. But there's a similar halacha in terms of leap years. Here it's not leap year, but leap months. We know in the Jewish calendar, there are some months which could be mole or chaser. There are some months which could sometimes either have 29 days or 30 days. They could really have 1 day of Rosh Chodesh or 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So it is interesting, if you look at the bottom of your sheets, there's a scenario. Let's say, for example, the month of Cheshvan, which could either be 29 days or 30 days. So let's say 1 year, the year a child was born, there was 2 days Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So it means the first day of Rosh Chodesh is still going to be called really Cheshvan. It's Lamed Cheshvan. The year the kid's born on Lamed Cheshvan. The year of the Bar Mitzvah, there's only 1 day Rosh Chodesh. So that means day Lamed Cheshvan does not exist. Again, this is literally the February 29th kid. So the halacha states, this is actually found also in the Mishnah Berurah. If you look on the third to bottom line, at the end of Mem Hei, last Mishnah Berurah on the page, Mishanola biyom rishon b'Rosh Chodesh Kislev, you were born on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is practically Lama Cheshvan. V'ya'oz beiz yom in Rosh Chodesh. That year, there were two Rosh Chodeshes. U'v'shnas yud gimel ha'yecheshvan chaser, the kislev el yom echad Rosh Chodesh. That year, Cheshvan was missing, only had 29 days, and there was only 1 day Rosh Chodesh. Afal pikein, einan asa bar mitzvah Rosh Chodesh kislev. There we say, you only become bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh kislev. So that halacha is in line with what we just concluded by Adar. We have a question which way to go. We push it forward. You don't say, oh, I'll push it back to the 29th day of Cheshvan. No. If that day doesn't exist in the calendar, then you push it forward to Kislev. Okay? So even though the kid was actually born Lamed Cheshvan, since that day doesn't exist in the year of his bar mitzvah, you push it forward to Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So pashtus, right now, these two halachas are in line. Okay. Now let's up it one notch. Yes?
The determination of when Rosh Chodesh is, when we go back, that was done on the moment. So how did they determine the extra Adar year?
Yes. Well, I don't want to get into that fully. You know, the establishment in times pre the calendar was based on Adim. I was actually listening to a share sometime where Sharf was going through the whole thing. It's fascinating. Right? Someone was just talking about his historical perspective. He knew history so well. So, yeah, originally it was based on Adim and this and that. But then once they established the calendar, so that we have a set, you know, I can tell you for the next 50 years, right? When all these Rosh Chodesh is going to be, when dates are. So we're just working with that. After the wonderful establishment of a calendar, so now we have to deal with what we have. So let me get to the next scenario. Let's say the reverse case. This is scenario B, where the year the children were born, there was only one Adar. The year the bar mitzvah, there are two. So if you were born in Adar, which Adar do you go to? So this is Beferish, the din of the Ramah. And seemingly a simple din. The Ramah writes, Hagah. Same first Mar Malcolm over there. Umi shenod ba'adar v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shnasa ibar. Someone was born in Adar, but the bar mitzvah, there were two. Ein anasa bar mitzvah Adar sheni. You don't become bar mitzvah until the second Adar. Why should that be? You were born Adar Rishon. You were born in Adar. There was no Adar Rishon. There's no two Adar. There's one Adar. Why should you wait for this till the second month to be bar mitzvah? So The Mishnah Berurah writes in Mem Hey. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Ein Nasa Bar Mitzvah until the second Adar. Avlagav the Kfar Kosam Machaber in Siftes. The Machaber earlier here wrote the Chodesh Iber Bechlal. We count leap months. They count. So really, if you count months, the kid should have already been bar mitzvahed the first month. He has enough months to be considered a bar mitzvah. So why are we waiting? They need him for a minyan. My kid just yesterday was in a shul, so he started wearing a hat once he started putting on tefillin. So he was there for mincha. They only had 9 people we noticed besides him. And they started davening Ashrei because they figured the kid's bar mitzvah. My kid started running out of the shul. The gabbai got all upset. Hey, what are you running out? Yeah, I'm not bar mitzvah.
They just count hats.
Yeah, they count hats. I guess you can't count heads, so that's why you wear hats. But anyway, so the kid's going to wait to be bar mitzvah until the second month. They need him for a minyan. Why are we waiting? Chafetz Chaim writes, "Makom hava amina davka benol b'chodesh acher." You know what? Maybe that what you say in the leap month counts is only for other months. Kom b'rosh chodesh Nisan, v'shnasi gimel muberes, inas bar mitzvah rosh chodesh Nisan. Say that it counts over there. Avanog rosh chodesh Adar, but when it comes to rosh chodesh Adar, hava amina did nasa bar mitzvah rosh chodesh Adar rishon. I would have a hava amina, yeah, that you get bar mitzvah in the first rosh chodesh. Kamash balon, listen to the language of the Mishnah Berurah. The Adar Rishon will nikra Adar. Adar Rishon is not called Adar. Elachodesh Yibar Mikri. It's called the leap month. It's called its own thing. Sharei in Koranis and Megillah Adar Rishon. Vanam Be'inim Nil Gimel Shleimim. It just hit me this morning. It's also easy to prepare for these shirim because you prepare and you think and you think. I think this morning I have a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't get it. What do we just conclude from the first halach in scenario A? Remember, we had a havamina to push it up the chavtes shvat. What was that havamina? So we said, well, because maybe the month of Adar, Aleph, is not really called Adar. Maybe it's not called Adar, it's the month before Adar. But Kamash Malan, it is. The kid waits. He doesn't go in Shad, he goes in Adar. So really from that first halacha in scenario Aleph, there we distinctly concluded that Adar Aleph is also called Adar. That's why you don't go earlier to Shvat. And here the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, do you know why the kid has to wait to Adar Beis? Because Adar Aleph lo nikra Adar. That's not really Adar. Elachodesh Iber Mikri. It's the extra month. Call it Bob. But it's not Adar. So I don't get it. It seems these two halachas, the way the Chafetz Chaim seems to be saying it, are in stira. Is the month of Adar really Adar? Adar Aleph, is that really Adar or not? Here we're saying it's not really Adar, you wait to Adar Sheni. So what about in the first halacha? Why don't I go earlier to Chavtes Shvat? It's not Adar. Follow through, and the Chavetz Chaim writes over here, this, the month of Adar Aleph, is not really called Adar. So why, when a kid's bar mitzvah, he was born in scenario A. He was born in Adar Rishon. The year of his bar mitzvah, there is no Adar Rishon. What are you going to tell me? He has to wait a few more years? Next leap year, he's bar mitzvah? So if it's not called Adar, so push it back to Shvat. So maybe that you can't say, because that's earlier than... But what is it? So I'm quite confused. I'm not sure the answer to that question off the top of my head. I have some idea, but I'm not ready to say. So that's confusing. But once I confuse everybody, can I confuse myself more? Let's fast forward a minute to, let's go back to the Rosh Chodesh ideas. Right? What about scenario B in Rosh Chodesh? You were born Olive Kislev. That year, there's one day Rosh Chodesh in the bottom of your handout. The year of the Bar Mitzvah, though, there are two days of Rosh Chodesh. There's Laman Cheshvan, is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and Olive Kislev is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. When would you think the kid is Bar Mitzvah? Again, the year you were born, there is one day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The year you're Bar Mitzvah, there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. When is that kid Bar Mitzvah? So you would say Olive Kislev is Olive Kislev. So he's Bar Mitzvah. You wait to Olive Kislev. Good, I wanted you to say that. Look in the bottom of your sheets in the Mishnah Berurah, the last line. Umi shenol b'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. A kid who was born in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Lohoya rak yom echad Rosh Chodesh. The year he was born, there was only one day Rosh Chodesh. Uchnas yud gimel hayishnei yomim Rosh Chodesh. And the year he's Bar Mitzvah, there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Nasa Bar Mitzvah b'yom alef de Rosh Chodesh. The halacha is he's Bar Mitzvah not as was suggested on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is Olive Kislev, which is his Bar Mitzvah. No, he's Bar Mitzvah on Laman Cheshvan, on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Is everyone scratching their head? Right? Our Chachamim, you know, we have to give a little faith to our Chachamim. You know, Lamashal, you know, I sit there every year, like, it's, you know, you think of all these, like, sports leagues where they make all these, like, schedules. You know, you have 20-something teams, 30 teams in the NFL, the Major League Baseball, and they make schedules, you know, working out each team with this. I'm like, ooh, that's complicated. Well, the Jewish calendar is even more complicated than that. So our Chachamim, who sat there making the calendar, were brilliant people. And they had to have had a very clear structure and system to make it. I don't get it. It seems inconsistent. Here we're saying when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you go for the second day. Excuse me, for the first day. When it came to Adar, there we went to the later day. Make up your mind. What's up, Shat? How come the kid's birthday is Olive Kislev, yet he's getting Bar Mitzvah a day earlier on Laman Cheshvan? What's up, Shat? So this I have a couple answers to. One answer, perhaps one could say, is really, you always go right away. Really, what we're doing over here, let's say by Kislev, that the kid's birthday was the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Olive Kislev. It was one day Rosh Chodesh, the year he was born. But you know why you're going early to Lama Cheshvan? We always go earlier. It's Rizu Makdim L'Mitzvahs. With these type of shadows, innately we go earlier. Aye, so how come the same scenario be by Adar, there we say you wait to Adar Beis? Answer is simple. That's a special din in Adar. Being the fact that Adar Beis has the Yom Tov of Purim in it, that becomes the Iker Adar. Maybe the Chafetz Chaim said a line like that. Since Adar Beis contains the Yom Tov of Purim, so that's why we throw the weight onto that other. Really, innately, there would be a svara to go earlier. You predate it. But being the fact that other base contains the Yom Tov Purim, so we make that the Ikar Adar. That's the logic behind the calendar and explain this discrepancy. It's one potential shot. Yes?
With that shot, during Bais Rishon, how would it be the other way? Didn't happen yet.
Oh boy. That's very interesting. For the record, you might be right. There is a discussion in the poskim. There is one sad I found that maybe Adar Rishon is more Iker. So that definitely would make sense pre-Purim. You don't have that, yeah. Good point. Now, imagine if these dinim affected taxes. I'm thinking about you and this. Imagine April 15th. Well, on a leap year, it's March 15th, or we push it off another month. Do you like that, Mr. G?
Whatever you want.
Is that what you tell your clients? This is phenomenal. You know, again, if we run the books the way Jewish calendars work, you know, you could go like this, you could go like that. Amazing. I'll tell you a second answer, perhaps, to this question. Again, we're addressing the discrepancy that when it comes in scenario B, by Adar, year they were born was 1 month. Year they were bar mitzvah, 2, there we say you go long. You wait to the second Adar. But by... You were born the first day, on one day, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But the year of the Bar Mitzvah, there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. There we say you go short. There we say you go to Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So the first answer we gave was, really, you always go long. You always go short, excuse me. But since second Adar has Purim, that's what makes us stretch it longer. Perhaps one could say a different answer. There really is fundamentally a difference between a leap month, the leap month of Adar, and whether a or 2 days Rosh Chodesh. There's a fundamental difference between the two. And really this is sowed, I saw in one of the tshuvas from one of the Kanmonim. Rosh Chodesh is an extra month. The month of Adar is an extra month. Okay, so we debated before, is that called Adar? Is that called Chodesh Muberes, a different thing, not Adar, month before Adar. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, a similar concept that we have by Rosh Hashanah, that's really called Yom Arichta. It's one long day. When you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, in Lumdis, that's really viewed as one long day. Now, even on the calendar, we count it two ways. It counts for Lam and Cheshvan. It counts for Aleph Kislev. It's on two different pages of the calendar. But halakhically, Lumdis, it's one long day. Right? I guess in Rosh Hashanah, right? How's it work? Right? We don't call it, we call it both Aleph Tishrei, right? What's the day after Rosh Hashanah? Is that Beis or Gimel? Let me check my calendar. Huh? There we say also. It'll be the same thing. Right? On the actual calendar, it worked out perfectly. On the actual calendar, right, we count the second day of Rosh Hashanah as Beis Tishrei. But in Lumdis, we do, though, consider Rosh Hashanah, and Halacha, it's considered as if it's one long day. So even if it takes up 2 days on the calendar, but in Halacha, it's viewed as one day. So that's the reason why, by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, if the year the kid was born, there was only 1 day Rosh Chodesh, his bar mitzvah, there's 2 days, we start with the first day. You know why? Because it's all connected. It's one long day. So I don't care that his birthday is Aleph Kislev. The Rosh Chodesh Kislev connects it. And therefore, that's why you get the first day. Yes?
So if you have a child born on Beis Tishrei in his 13th year, since it's Yom HaRichta, shouldn't his bar mitzvah be the first day of Rosh
Hashanah? This doesn't change. No,
because nowadays there's no
time. That's a very good point. Right?
No, but that's a day that does not change. There is Rosh Hashanah is always Aleph Beis Tishrei. Period.
There's no.
There's no change.
Right? We're both side. You guys, we should put you straight into the base matters. Beautiful. Right? Quit your day job. Beautiful two steps. So you were tying that you said the same thing should apply to Rosh Hashanah. So Josh flies back. He said, what do you mean? Lemaisa, there, it was a little trickier by Rosh Chodesh because it's the day called Laman Cheshvan. It's the Mole day of a month. While here, there's a clear calendar day to that, so maybe that makes for a difference. Not sure. Very interesting. Not simple. I hear Tut Stavim. So, to summarize this part, the halach of the Ramah is when there's one Adar, the year the kid's born, but the year of the Bar Mitzvah, there are two. So the Ramah writes, and this is something which everyone agrees to, that we go with the second Adar. So we really focus on two aspects. Perhaps a stira in the Mishnah Berurah in what we call the Chodesh Adar. Is that considered its own month, a different month, whether it fits with what we said before? And the second factor, the contrast between the scenarios by a Chodesh Mole, Chodesh Chaser, one day Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, in the same type of scenario, there seemingly has a different halacha. How do we explain the discrepancy? And there we had two answers. Now I'd like to get to part three, scenario C. The year the kid was born was two Adars. He's born Adar Aleph. This is what I call my Henoch case. The year he's bar mitzvah, Bez Hashem, there'll be two Adars. When's the kid bar mitzvah? He's born Adar Aleph. What would you say? Oh, survey says you'd say he's bar mitzvah Adar Aleph. By now, everyone should figure out that whatever we think is not so pashut. So most people say like that. Most Achronim Paskin, if he's born Adar Aleph, and the year he's bar mitzvah, there's two Adars, he'll be bar mitzvah Adar Aleph. However, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel, where he's writing this halacha, Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber is talking about scenario A. So Chafetz Chaim contrasts it. Av Mishnas Yud Gimel Hayigamkin Iber. If the year of the Bar Mitzvah, it's also a leap year. Az Bivadai Hayinu Omrim Ano Berishon Yid Bar Mitzvah Ba'adar Rishon. V'Hasheni Ba'adar Sheni. He says, yeah, of course you would say, like was said, that he's Bar Mitzvah in the first month. And whoever's born in the second month, born in the second month. It's very easy. Except, if you read the brackets, this is the scum of most of the Achronim. D'lo k'magin Avram. The Magin Avram. Major Achron. He says, no. You know when the kid's bar mitzvah? Adar Sheni. How do you explain that one? Here's the first place we really have a machlokas. All the other scenarios, A and B, the Chafetz Chaim spelled out. There's a hav mina to say not like that. There's a hav mina not to say like that. Here, the Chafetz Chaim spelled out. Well, you definitely go this way. You definitely go Adar Rishon. Here there's a legitimate sheet that the Magen Avraham says it's wrong. The Magen Avraham says you go Adar Sheni. Now, grant the halacha ma'aseh, we pass in this way. I told my wife, don't worry about it. We pass in Adar Rishon. That's clear. You have to wait. You have to make two bar mitzvahs. You know, it's on Suffolk, you know. It'll work out for invitation, too. You're invited to the first one. You're invited to the second one. Right? Great. Oh boy, I start saving up now. But what's the svara? Why would one say that you have to wait to Adar Sheni? The kid was born Adar Rishon. Why should you ever think you'd have to wait to Adar Sheni? Oh. So one potential svara that one might say, which was just uttered, is, well, if Adar Sheni has Purim, and that's the main Adar, so maybe that's why we wait. Just like we wait in scenario B, that's the main Adar. Maybe we say the same thing over here. Nice idea. I thought of it too. But if you look at the actual language of the Magen Avraham, he's clearly not saying that svar. I have the language for him, for you, on the page. It's all spelled over there. He makes no mention of that point. He says, oh, the year's not complete till Adar Beis. What does that mean? Now, let me spell it out even more. Remember, we've had this debate. What do we call Adar Aleph? Is that Adar, or do we call it Bob? Or is it something else? It's not Adar. Remember, the Chofetz Chaim concluded before that it's not called Adar, it's Lo Mikri Adar, El Chodesh Muberes. So if you take that logic, there's no way this kid could be bar mitzvah in Adar Beis. That's not his month. He was born in the month of Adar Aleph. That's a different entity than Adar Beis. How can you push him off to Adar Beis? So it seems clearly from the Magen Avraham that he rejects such an idea. You would not call Adar Aleph its own separate month, Chodesh Muberes. It has to be that Adar Aleph is connected with Adar Beis. They're both Adars. But somehow, you know, the language of the Magen Avraham, it's mashma, look, the year is not complete until you go through Adar Beis. That's the month. It's one long month, and the days repeat themselves. But if you were born on Chaf Adar Aleph, according to the Magen Avraham, you only can be bar mitzvah on Chaf Adar Beis, because Adar's not finished yet. You haven't, your 13 years aren't complete. Amazing. That's what seemingly the Magen Avraham says. So, I'd like to stop the basic halacha over here, summarize, and tell one very interesting philosophical Musar idea about this whole ending. This way we can end in it for the nice, your heads won't be spinning by the end. So again, what we've discussed today is the very interesting aspects of the Jewish calendar, the other oddities, where you have these three scenarios, where Adar could be the year of regarding bar mitzvahs. A kid could be born in a year when there are two Adars, bar mitzvah when there's only one. There will come out such a scenario where a younger kid is bar mitzvah before an older kid. Binyamin gets in before Mordechai. You have second scenario where they were born in a non-leap year, there was only one Adar, but bar mitzvah, where there are two, and there, the kuli alma, you have to wait to the second Adar. We contrasted that to the halacha of Rosh Chodesh, Mali and Chaser, we have steers within the Mishnah Berurah. And then finally, the third case of where you were born in a leap year and bar mitzvah on a leap year, halacha l'maisa, the Chofetz Chaim paskins, that if you're born Adar Aleph, you're bar mitzvah Adar Aleph. But there's a dissenting opinion by the Magen Avraham and says scenario C is akin to scenario B, where you halakhically wait to Adar Beis. Perhaps the reasoning behind that. I saw the Alter Slabodka in the Sefer Artsafon deals with this question philosophically. How do we deal with this idea where you have a kid who's really younger than the other kid, but he's getting bar mitzvah first? Strange, no? So the Alter takes from this a very, very interesting, important lesson. He says, you see from here the power which Hashem gave to the Chachamim in making the calendar. Chazal were given such a power in making the calendar they literally define the world. You know, from our simple perspective, we look scientifically. This kid was born later, so he's younger. That's the way we would look at it. Try saying this over in a college classroom. What's it based on? The Gemara goes further. The Gemara talks about there's a halachic metzias, you know, that basulin by a girl, Gemara talks about sheds when she turns 12, what happens if they make a leap year? So the Gemara says there'll be basulin chozrin. I guess if they make a leap year, then it will not shed, it'll go back. Like, that's a physical metzias. Like, is she 12, not 12? What's going on here? The Gemara says the power to even define the laws of nature was given over the Chachamim. They make the calendar. They decide what is. It's not the way we simply see it through our perspective. Look, I know. Look at the birth certificate. He's older. He's younger. It's not how it goes. The halakhic calendar defines what is. Because birth was birth. Looked into the Torah and created the world. The world follows from the way the halacha interprets it. Halacha could define the world. And the Alter Slabodka told his students, you see from here the tremendous power Hashem gave us. The Torah is something which will define this is that. That's a very important concept because you have it so many times. You know, we have a suffix, what to do? Oh, we'll use the Torah's concept of a rove, and a chazakah, and all these different halakha concepts. How do you know? Well, this is the way the Torah told us to deal with it. I could go to sleep at night, I could rest assured, I'm doing the right thing. Because if you're following the halakhic mandate, then this is what is. But I'm taking money out of this guy's hands, I don't know if he's right. Right? Think about it, if you're a judge. Look, Ein L'dayanu Mashe Ein Avros, the Torah gave us, obviously you have to use your utmost effort to make sure you get every psak halacha right. But you know what? But if you paskin, it's this guy's money, it's that person's, halacha is like this in this case, the suffix is decided like that, that's a power the Chachamim have. And it's a very strong power. The Alter quotes this other, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, where I think it's Rabbi Gamliel, another Tana, were debating about whether to make the year, the leap year or not a leap year. Gamliel told the other Tana, you know what? When you consider Yom Kippur, I want you to come to me with your staff and this. And the altar brings that also a proof that he wasn't just looking to show him up. He was teaching him this idea that Chazal, Archachamim, those who are involved in giving over the Masorah of Halacha to Klal Yisrael, they have a responsibility, a major responsibility, obviously to get it right. But what they say in terms of defining the Torah, that is what it is. And we accept that, we take that, even in situations like this, where it's changing the calendar and what we would see from our simple eye to be not so. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful week.